That old devil, man, he's just attacking us, man. I've been rebuking him all day long. I don't know what's going on. My brother just got sick and this other one died over here, man. I just need to resist the devil. No. Scripture says submit to God. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. And unless the Apostle Paul had written them and said, no, it's because you're treating the things that are holy as though they were common. They may have just assumed it was life, just the way life is. They may not have ever put two and two together and realized that because they were treating the holy, sacred things of God, the worship of God, of a holy God, with contempt and a cavalier, flippant attitude, saying, yeah, whatever, it's just church. They may have had no idea that these things they were suffering, that was killing them, that was making them sick and causing havoc in their life, was by their own hands. And so I'm not trying to beat you guys up. Please know my heart. I know you know me better than I'm not trying to beat you guys up. I just want us to know before we drift off and daydream, because it's so easy. I used to do it in church myself. Man, I daydream all day long. You know, before we just drift off and say, well, yeah, this is an old story. Let's realize that God has shocked us with this because he wants us to be diligent not to fall into the same mistake. I don't want to lose anybody here. You know, when God was chastening these Corinthians when they were abusing the Lord's Supper because he wanted to purify them as a church. And I know God wants us to be pure too, but let me tell you, I don't want to lose anybody. I love all you guys, man. I don't want God taking any of you guys out. I don't want to have to bury anybody in this wonderful, awesome, beautiful body of Christ because they were flippant or cavalier about the holy things of God. It would break my heart. It really, really would break my heart. I do too many funerals as it is. So, what is it that God is saying here? What does God want us to know about this passage? What does he want to apply to our lives? I think three things. I think number one, God wants us to see Ananias' pride. Okay? He wants us to see inside his soul, he wants us to see that pride that was there. Now, was Ananias a covetous man maybe? You know, did he keep back part of that land because he really, you know, just, he had this thing about riches and he really just wanted to spend it and, you know, get rich and, or, you know, buy a whole bunch of stuff? I don't know, you know, maybe. But Scripture really doesn't make a big deal about that. It doesn't say, you know, Ananias was this really covetous man. He just wanted to go out and have a spending spree. It doesn't say that. May have been, but we really don't know. And so we could say that whether he was or he wasn't, that wasn't really the fatal flaw in his character. That's not what God is dealing with this in this passage. The fatal flaw, I believe, was his pride. It was his pride. Ananias was under no obligation either to sell his lands or house or to give the money to the apostles. There was no obligation on him to do that. He could have sold that stuff if he wanted, kept all the money for himself, spent it all on whatever the heck he wanted, and he'd be alive today. Well, he wouldn't be alive today. He wouldn't have died the way he did anyway. There would have been no problem. He could have gone out and spent it on, I don't know, whatever crazy stuff those yahoos back there spent it on when they were getting, you know, kind of crazy. Who knows? Maybe he would have bought a new, you know, Paul Reed Smith six-string lyre or something. I don't know. Yeah, or something. Paulus, you know, Reedus Smithus. Who knows, you know? But it didn't matter. I mean, he could have wasted it on it. He could have just kept it. He could have not even sold it at all. He could have had all these lands and houses and just, you know, gave them to his kids or something. He was under no obligation. Peter told him in verse 4, he said, Ananias, brother, while it remained, was it not your own? This was not a communistic society back there. This was all voluntary. People had their own personal possessions. That's why he had to tell him in Ephesians, whoever stole before, don't steal anymore. If people don't own anything, you can't steal anything. So this was his own. He said, while it remained, was it not your own? After it was sold, was it not under your own control? You could have kept the money. But he saw all these other brothers laying this money at the apostles' feet, and he saw what would happen when they did that. I don't know. You know, maybe the apostles kind of fawned over them. Maybe they were just, you know, it was such an intimate moment. Maybe they were so moved by the sacrificial, you know, giving of these brothers who would do this, like Barnabas, that they just embraced them, and there was this special moment, and maybe something in Ananias craved that. He said, man, I got to have that, man. I got to get some of mine. I got to get some recognition. You know, I've been doing all this stuff all this time. Nobody ever notices. You know, I never get a raise. My boss just always give the other person a raise. I want mine, man. I want my recognition. Who knows what it was? But he just wasn't willing to make the sacrifice to get it. He wanted the crown without the cross. Let me tell you, these people didn't have to give that money. This was a sacrifice for them. They had things they wanted too, but they just counted this more important. So they took up their cross and they gave it, and they got the crown. They got the reward. But Ananias wanted the crown without the cross. You don't get the crown without the cross. You don't get the crown without the cross. You want the crown? You got to have the cross. Not the kind of crown he wanted. There was an episode. I don't know if you guys... This is the only episode of King of Queens that I've ever watched. Anybody ever watch King of Queens? Yeah. I love Kevin James, man. The dude, you know, for a non-Christian, he is hysterically funny. Only episode I ever watched of it. I happened to be flipping through the channels one day, and the conversation they were having caught my ear. I was like, what is this all about? Apparently what had happened was they found out from their accountant or something that they really didn't give a lot of money. In fact, they didn't give any money to anybody. They didn't give any charitable money, any donations anywhere, and tax-wise, it was killing them. And then as they began to talk about the fact that they needed to start, you know, being a little more charitable, giving more money, they really, you know, Kevin James' character, what is it, Doug, whatever his last name is, really gets under conviction. He's like, you know, I think we're going to hell. We never give anybody anything. I mean, we're going to hell. We're going straight to hell. Do not pass go. Do not collect $200. When we die, man, it's the pits. And his wife, Carrie, she's like, oh, man, you know, don't give me that. Don't be stepping to me with that, you know, guy in the red tights and a pitchfork kind of stuff, you know. And he's like, that's not tights. That's his skin. He's like, you mean to tell me if we don't start giving this money, you know, we're going to go to a place called hell? He's like, no, we're going to go to hell. Not a place called hell. We're going to hell. So they really, you know, they had this big blow up about this. And they said, all right. So they decided to give some money to this school library to start this little kid's school library in the school. And like, how much should we give? You know, all right, well, $250? Let's make it $500. Okay, so they decide to give $500 to the school library. And they give it, and they're all excited about it. And so they go to the school library, and the librarian is there, and she's just, you know, doting over them. Thank you so much, and this is such a wonderful thing. And they're all proud, and they're drinking punch, and the kids are there. And like, oh, yeah, this is so cool. And so she has this unveiling. She gets everybody together, and she unveils this thing on the wall that shows how much everybody gave. Has anybody ever seen this episode? Anybody? Cool. Okay, well, here's what happens. I didn't want to, you know, just, you know, be redundant. So she unveils this thing, and it's this, you know, thing where it shows, you know, who gave what. And they have certain levels. You know, they have patrons, you know, at the top. Then under that is, I don't know, contributors or something. And beneath that is, like, friends. And so they're like, wow, you know, let's find our name on here. And so they're looking under patrons. They're like, oh, it's not there. And they go to the next one. Oh, it's not there either. And they're down here under friends. It has that Doug and Carrie gave $50. And like, wait a minute, $50? We gave $500. But then they have this crisis. What do we do? Do we go and tell them? You know, we really didn't give $50. We gave $500. You know, because before they were really digging on the fact that they were going to be patrons. That was the patron level. You know. And, you know, so they were like, you know, and then there's like, you know, those are just friends, you know, those guys, they need to get their act together. And suddenly here they are under the friends instead of the patrons. They're like, what do we do? And, you know, he's like, we just want to walk away. Kevin James is like, man, just let it go. It's not what it's all about. And she's like, no, wait a minute. No, we gave a lot of money. We want our recognition, man. It's just, it's what's right. We're not asking for something that doesn't belong to us. We just want them to get the record straight. We need to go tell this woman. And he's like, no, we can't go tell her. And they get all up in arms. What do we do? And so they actually wind up going to a priest. And they ask the priest, what do we do? You know, and he's like, oh, gosh, you know, here we go. Man of the cloth, you better listen to him. And he tells them, well, you know, you're actually supposed to give in secret. And he's like, there you go. Well, she just couldn't stand that. You know, so she tries to get one of the little kids to go tell the librarian, so it wouldn't be her. She goes through all these changes. Finally, the librarian shows up and says, what's wrong? And she says the problem. So they go in her office. She's like, And by the way, the librarian, and I'm really talking a lot here, the librarian is really kind of, you know, senile. Her thinking days were behind her, and she just is really disorganized and senile, and she's like, oh, I'm so sorry, I didn't realize that. I'll be glad to fix it. So they leave, and she says, I should have added a zero on that. Well, so she looks at the record where they gave $500. She adds a zero. She's like, wow, they gave $5,000. Oh, no, what have I done? So she goes and has the plaque reworked, and now the library is named after them. And they're showing that they gave $5,000. So now they go in there, and they're like, uh-oh. Look at that. They named the library after us. And Kevin James is like, man, you know, now we're really in trouble. And she's like, well, I think it's kind of cool. I never had a library named after me before. And he's like, but it's not your library. This is wrong. We're all going to hell. You can see why it caught my eye. And I was like, oh, that's fascinating. So they go through all these changes. What do we do? Finally, they decide we got to tell the lady, and he's not, I really don't want to do this, but they go in there anyway, and they tell her, they say, you know, you named this library after us. We didn't give $5,000. We only gave $500. She's like, oh, the board's not going to be happy with this, but I'll fix it. And they're like, thank you, thank you. So she goes, and the next thing that happens, you see her with her box of all of her belongings from her office. She's carrying it out. She's saying goodbye to the little kids because the board fired her because they think she's senile and disorganized and is not capable of running the library. And so the final scene, you see them back in the priest's office, and they're telling the priest, they say, you know what? We just got an old lady fired from her job. This hell thing that we were talking about, what's the dealio with that? So why did I say all of that? Okay. They both I'm sorry, I got carried away. They both missed the point. I would have put the video up here, but it was just too long. They both missed the point that it's not about the recognition. Both Ananias and Sapphira and, you know, Kevin James and what's her name missed the point that it's all that God who sees in secret will reward you openly. That's what Jesus said in Matthew 6:1-4. He said, take heed that you do not do your charitable deeds before men to be seen by them. Otherwise, you have no reward from your Father in heaven. Therefore, when you do a charitable deed, don't sound a trumpet before you as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and the streets, so they can have glory from men. Assuredly, I say to you, they have their reward. But when you do a charitable deed, don't let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your charitable deed may be in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you openly. Ananias completely missed that. He wanted that recognition. And that's what caused him to do the things that caused his demise. It was the inward secret sin of pride. Now, that was number one. Number two, second thing God wants us to see, Ananias, not only Ananias' pride, he wants us to see that Ananias lied. Thank you. Now, don't get me wrong. I am not going to stand up here and say that if you tell a lie, God is going to strike you dead on the spot. You go out here and lie to somebody or twist the truth or spin the truth or something, you're just going to fall down on the ground and croak. That's not what I'm saying here. God is not sitting around heaven with a club in his hand waiting for you to mess up so he can take you out. That's not the kind of God that we have. That's not what this is saying. Ananias, but realize what Ananias did. He's not just sitting at the coffee table with his friend saying, oh yeah, man, you know, I gave all that money. He's not lying to his buddy over coffee. He's not sitting around at the sheep market telling all his friends what he did. This is not some casual conversation. Ananias sought out the apostles. He went out of his way to seek them out. These men who were mightily anointed by God. The Holy Ghost was resting on these men like a cloud of glory. And Ananias sought them out. These men who were in charge of the very foundation of the church. These men who walked with Jesus Christ, who were performing signs and wonders and miracles in their midst, these men who were dripping with the anointing of God, Ananias goes to them and tries to get over on them. He patronizes them. He actually, it's insulting what Ananias did, that he could go to these men of God on whom the Holy Spirit rested so powerfully and try to get over on them in order to try to buy influence or buy recognition. It's corruption, right? Just like you see in government and in all levels of organization. So if you're going to do this thing, if your heart is that corrupt and you got to get your pound of recognition, man, don't do it to an apostle. Don't do it in a spirit-filled church. Go to some dead, mainline, liberal church that doesn't believe in God or doesn't believe the Bible or is out there ordaining lesbians to be ministers and going to carry on the whole night. Go to some dead church where the Holy Spirit hasn't been in 50 years and pull that kind of stuff. Don't go to a spirit-filled church where the anointing of God is filling the place and people are walking in signs and wonders, where the word of knowledge and the word of wisdom is coming forth and a spirit of discernment is active in that place and people are filled with the Holy Ghost, because just like it says in Scripture, your sin will find you out. Amen. God is a light, and all things that are made manifest by the light. And when the light of God is shining gloriously in a place, in a house of worship, man, don't go there and try to pull some stupid stunt like that. Your sin will find you out.